जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Hare Krishna. We are in fascinating to have with us. This is our Bhaktir Sama Swami Maharaj. Is it loud enough? I was up in the last room. Can you hear me? Who is very well renowned as Devanand Prabhu before. I am sure many of you might have heard the DD series of lectures in your voices and your voice. You speak so crystal clear like Akasha Ganga. So I met him in 1991 for the first time. It was a great amazement to me because he was a very prolific English preacher who would present the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in a very scientific manner and a very systematic manner. So Prabhuji comes from a Saraswat Brahman family and later on he studied his MS from he studied his E from Baroda University. And then he is MBA from Bombay and he was working with Standard Chartered Bank. Even while working with the bank, he used to go to the temple and eventually he was made the temple president in the world famous Champali temple, Sri Radha Gopinath temple in 1989. And along with this presidency of the temple, he would go to many colleges to give like one-time program and sometimes a series of programs. And he was coming to IIT Bombay, and that was a good fortune. And he was coming to IIT Bombay, and he had organized a debate competition. on no God, no peace, and no God, no peace. So that was the first time I got to meet him in the Bharati Vidya Bhavan. And when I was inviting him to come to IIT, he said, I'm already coming to IIT. Just started a few weeks ago, he said. And through the program, myself and Gauranga Prabhu, Paramahams Prabhu, Krishna Kumar Prabhu, and Nayanranjan Prabhu, we all used very fondly attend the program. Almost 35 participants were attending. And we saw the style of his presentation was very impressive. And that was the first time in my life I could see somebody who could very categorically establish reincarnation and knowledge about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not just the philosophy, but also how to practically live the life of a Vaishnava with all proper Vaishnava qualities. By his own example, he taught us. And that inspired us to join Jopati Temple in 94, subsequently. Probably he is the first one in Jopati, educated person to join that. And always followed him, seeing his very powerful, shining example. And later, Maharaj was sent to Belgaum as a president there for many years. Then was sent to Vrindavan as a temple president, which is a very tough international project. And he did great good to this project. In Belgaum, he has started a village development project. And also they have 400 acres of land which they are going to subsequently develop. And then Vrindavan also, for a few years, it was in Vrindavan. And in 1996, something relevant to youth, a national competition of debate that was led by Maharaj, and they were very successful all over India. I remember how every state would send the news about how this debate is being conducted. And that was, I would say, that year marked as a revolutionary year for ISKCON in introducing thousands and thousands of youths all over India to Krishna consciousness, to the debate competition. It was very widely published in papers, and very big leaders took part also in giving out prizes and all. So I got all my youth teaching inspiration from Maharaj. I can say every drop of it, whatever I have is Bhiksha only. Even my Your Best Friend and other books, I drew a lot of inspiration to write those books based on his lectures he would give in IIT. I would make short notes in my notebook and then develop them and prepare these booklets. Because the style of presentation is very unique, and you might have heard the DD lectures how he speaks. And Maharaj also travels worldwide, into London, America, and other parts of the world, and doing his valuable association to everybody. He has such a blend of powerful Vaishnava culture and scientific presentation of the philosophy. And in Jopati Temple, not only the Brahmacharis and the boys, but all congregation, they have a very great inspiration from him. I remember 91 or 92, he published this Vaishnava Ticket Manual, which is now available as a book, which we all use for Vaishnava Ticket book. So, although he had the presidential responsibilities in Jopati, he used to come in a car to IIT carrying chapati, sabji, rice, dal, everything, and books and malas, and carrying single identity with no assistant. And he would come to IIT and give a little mala and make them chant and teach. And all the way he would come from downtown Chapati to IIT, almost 1.5 hours travel up and 2 hours down. So he would feel so much sympathy seeing his hard work. But he was a very tireless preacher. And the fruits of his preaching, many devotees joined. And today, worldwide, he has touched the hearts of millions of people. And in Pune, he came some 12 years ago. I've been inviting him again and again several times. And we are so fortunate to have him here for 3 days. Today and 2 more days here. So, everywhere people are eager to have him. And I thank Maharaj for kindly taking out his valuable time and being with us during this association. And welcome to Shri Radha Kundalini Temple. Maharaj is sitting here are the boys from all the voices in Pune. They are all the students of mostly second grade, fourth year engineering colleges. And we also have boys who are working in software companies and other companies, living in yogas. Yogas are the working boys. The yoga, we call it the youth of God's abode. So they are also here with us, and there are many girls from Girls Voice, and there are also many well-wishers who are supporting our youth activities, and they are called EASY, known as Enlightened Ambitious Plus Youths, we call it. So we have, they also are assembled here, and they will be receiving some gifts from you at the end of the program. So it's a very rare gathering that all the youth of Pune have come together, and we feel very blessed and happy in this occasion. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Radhishyam Prabhu promised me he will make my introduction very brief. But it seems he did not succeed.
Hare Krishna, you can make fall on me. Can all the Mathis come this side? There are many boys waiting out and they don't have place to sit. If you don't mind, you can come this side. And all those who are waiting outside can come in.
Hare Krishna. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Radhishyam Prabhu said many, many things about me. I have plenty of opportunity to take revenge. Now all that we see in front of us here is happening because he has so wonderfully led the different activities in Radha Kunja Bihari Mandir here and develop not only such flourishing and thriving youth preaching, which is like a leading example for the whole ISKCON world, but also such a wonderful congregation is developing and a nice new temple coming up, very, very ambitious project. So all these wonderful things happening, and it all needs one leader. Without a good leader who sets a personal example and is so sincere and dedicated, at the same time very intelligent and capable, without such a thing, these things cannot happen. So the presence of all of you here is testimony to this fact. So it is really nice that Radhishyam Prabhu has settled here in Pune after joining ISKCON, and then he has transformed the face of preaching and Krishna consciousness in Pune because of his sheer sincerity. I am very happy that I could be here with you today. The topic that was given to me was the best friend of everyone, meaning Krishna, who is situated in the heart. Yes, friends we have many in this world, but it is hard for us to really understand who is a real friend. Many people we call as friends may not really be our friends. Many people who consider us to be friends, we may really not be their friend. Who is a real friend? Suppose you had a friend who was with you for some time, and then you had some difference of opinion, and he left you, and your friendship ended at that time because of some difference. So just a small difference of opinion and you have stopped talking to each other for years. Does this happen sometimes? It happens often. So we are friends today for some time and then gone. But just consider the position of Lord Krishna, who is the ever well-wisher and the friend of every living entity in this creation. He is situated in our heart. He is there in everyone's heart. And He is guiding us from time immemorial. He never leaves us. He is always with us. Even for a living entity who is in the lower species of life, who cannot understand what is God, who is God, He is there, accompanying the soul. Even when we get the human form of life, if we become atheists, we deny the very existence of God, but still Krishna is there with us. Life after life, life after life. He is here simply to fulfill our desires. Even though we may reject Him, we may speak so many bad words about Him, we may even deny His existence, we may have a one-way relationship with Him, we only want things from Him. We want Him to be our order supplier. But still, He never leaves us. What kind of friendship is this? It is not seen hardly anywhere in this world. When Krishna can sacrifice Himself so much that He never gives up the living entity, He travels with the soul life after life, life after life. Who can then be a better friend than Lord Krishna? He is the closest friend, right next to the soul and the heart. He is there as the Paramatma, the Super Soul. In the Upanishads it is described that just as two birds are sitting on a tree, similarly the soul and the Super Soul, Lord Krishna, are seated in the heart. And Krishna as a Super Soul is guiding us. But unfortunately we are not paying any attention to what Krishna is saying. And our heart at this time has become so much full of so many other things that we are not even able to hear what Lord Krishna has to say to us. He is telling us many good messages. This material world is not meant for your enjoyment. Come back to me and you will attain eternal happiness. But we do not listen. We want to stay here and enjoy this material world, birth after birth, despite there being so many difficulties. Still, Krishna facilitates our enjoyment. In the Bhagavad Gita, He says, Upadrashtanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Param Param Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purusham Paraha. He says that I am situated in the heart as a Paramatma, and as a Paramatma, who is the real enjoyer, seated alongside the soul and the heart. I am the upadrashta, the overseer, or the permitter, anumanta. I give the permission or the sanction for everything. Bharta bhokta maheshwaraha. I am the Lord, I am the maintainer, I am the enjoyer, the real enjoyer, seated in the heart of all living entities. So such a friend is Krishna. Even though we are so disobedient to His will, even though He is constantly telling us to give up the enjoyment of this world and come back to Him in the spiritual world, we still want to enjoy and we want Him to fulfill our desires for enjoyment, and He does so. Life after life. So He is fulfilling all our desires. And even then, He continues to give us good advice. Not only Himself through the heart, but also through the medium of His saintly people, of His great devotees, who come and preach His message everywhere. Lord Krishna is also the director of traffic of all the souls in this world. He is not only the fulfiller of all our desires for enjoyment, but He also directs the traffic of all the souls in this world. When we give up our body, which body shall we accept? Where shall we go? What kind of birth shall we get? Who decides all this? Who keeps track of all the karma that we have performed? And who actually arranges for us to be transported from one body to another body? Just imagine there are millions and trillions of souls who are all leaving their bodies, but Krishna has arranged a perfect body for them exactly according to their karma. As they deserve, every living entity is given another body. There is no traffic jam. There is no mistake. Here when we travel, sometimes the signals, they stop for a long time. There is so much confusion on the roads. Especially here we can see people will go in different directions and there will be a traffic jam. But Lord Krishna's traffic control of all the souls moving in through different bodies is perfect. He is very kind. He is making all these arrangements for us. He is arranging a next body for us. And in that body, again, He is facilitating our enjoyment. Even though we are going against His instructions. Such a wonderful friend He is. He never, never gives up on us. There is a saying in English, a friend in need is a friend indeed. We are always in need, and Krishna is always there with us. He never tells us, no, because you did not obey my instructions, therefore I will no longer come with you. He never says that. He is always with us, all the time, in all situations of life. So Lord Krishna, as He is seated in the heart, He directs us to the new body. And once we are there, He awakens our consciousness also. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He says, I am seated in the heart of all living entities, and from me come remembrance, memory, and forgetfulness. Knowledge, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So He is a Lord in the heart who is giving us these three things: memory, forgetfulness, and knowledge. Now all of you are appearing for exams, or you have appeared for exams, and you understand how important is the power of memory. And even though sometimes you have studied something carefully, just at the right moment in the examination you forget the formula. Does it happen? Happens often. Just the thing that you wanted to remember, you may forget. So all these things are happening because of the promptings of the Lord in the heart. Sometimes things just happen naturally. The Lord in the heart is guiding us about what to speak and what to write and so on. So Lord Krishna's role continues on a moment-to-moment basis. Apart from being the facilitator of all our desires for enjoyment in this world, and apart from being the director of the traffic and our director from this life to the next life, he also acts like a wonderful switchboard. What does a switchboard do? It switches on and off. Like a regulator in a fan, you can switch it off, you can switch to number one speed, number two, number three, and so on. In the same way, the living entity is a pure soul, a living entity. But because the living entity forgets Krishna, it is made to accept a material body. And because of that material body, the living entity expresses its original pure consciousness through many different ways. The original consciousness is not expressed, it is covered. And this covered consciousness expresses itself in states like wakefulness, dream, deep sleep. So when we are awake, the soul is expressing its consciousness through the body. If we have a human body, then the human body acts and thinks in a certain way. If we have an animal's body, then the soul through that animal's body exhibits its consciousness in another way. So the state of wakefulness when we are awake is also an expression of the soul's consciousness, but that state of wakefulness will depend on the kind of body that the soul is occupying. Then we go to sleep, but we do not immediately fall asleep. We go into a state of dreaming, and then from there, with the state of dreaming, we go to a state of deep sleep. Then again from the state of deep sleep, we come back to dreaming, or we come back to the state of wakefulness. So how are all these switches happening? How are we moving from one state of consciousness to another state of consciousness? Very important question. Actually, if it was not for Krishna, who is seated as the Paramatma or the Super Soul in the heart, we would not have been able to wake up in the morning once you fell asleep. First of all, you would not have been able to go to sleep if Krishna in the heart did not turn your switch from the state of wakefulness to the state of sleep. And if you had fallen asleep, you would not be able to wake up if Krishna did not turn the switch from state of sleep to state of wakefulness. So we are so dependent on Krishna for every small thing. Like a child is helplessly dependent on the mother or the father, in the same way the living entity in this world is constantly dependent on Krishna. Just see how wonderfully Krishna is helping us. We don't even realize it, that for every small activity that we do, we are depending on Krishna. If we want to raise even a hand or a finger, we are dependent on Krishna. We have the desire, yes, I want to lift my hand, and Krishna has to sanction from inside. Because he is Anumanta, he is permitter or the sanctioner. If Krishna does not permit, then we will not be able to even raise our hand, raise a finger. So Krishna is so kind that he helps us to perform every single movement of our body, of our mind, of our intelligence. And he doesn't charge us any tax, no fees. It is simply out of his love for the conditioned souls. So Lord Krishna therefore plays this very, very useful and important role also. Lord Krishna has his representatives, the spiritual masters. And these spiritual masters who are devotees of Lord Krishna they come into this world and give us knowledge about Krishna. So they are like Krishna in the sense that they also are the well-wishers of the living entity. So such devotees, when they come into our life, they introduce us to our real friend Krishna, who is within the heart. So that is the function of the gurus who appear in this world. So therefore, the Vaishnavas, the devotees of Lord Krishna, are also our best friends, because they introduce us to the really best friend we can ever have, which is Krishna. Krishna is waiting for us in the spiritual world. He is waiting for us to come back. And all his devotees are coming here to remind us the goal of life is to return. When we accept the words of the Vaishnavas, then our heart becomes purified. Gradually we begin to understand that I am not this body, I am the soul. And gradually our consciousness lifts up. And when the consciousness fully blossoms, it returns to its original pure state of the soul. Now the body is no longer a covering for the consciousness. The consciousness in its original state is now exhibited. This is called the state of samadhi or turiya or the purna vikasita chetana, where the chetana has now completely flowered and blossomed. And in this way the soul's consciousness is now shining, even though the body is there. But the body also does not interfere now. So such is the state of consciousness, and the Paramatma or Krishna in the heart is actually directing us to this original state of consciousness. So he is there as the Chaitya Guru, the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Gurus, the Pavartma Pradarshak Gurus. They are all working together to lift our consciousness, to turn our switch of our consciousness from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness, from distress to happiness. So this is real friendship. Real friendship means to help awaken somebody to his original state of consciousness. That state of consciousness where there is true love, where there is true happiness. Krishna is our ultimate shelter and our destination. When we develop full consciousness of Him by His mercy and the mercy of all the great devotees of the Lord, then we have reached the perfection of our life. In this state, we will actually be able to relate to Krishna person to person. In the book called Brihad Bhagavatamrita by the great saint Sanatan Goswami, he talks about a devotee called Gopa Kumar. This Gopa Kumar, he, after a long journey of many, many places, a journey where he wants to discover his old friend Krishna, he finally succeeds. And Gopa Kumar hailed from Govardhan. And he got, by the mercy of Krishna, higher and higher statuses in life in this material world, but he was not happy. He even came to Vaikuntha Loka to worship of Lord Narayan or Vishnu, but still he was not completely satisfied. Eventually, he came back to Goloka Vrindavan. And there Krishna was waiting for his old friend. With open arms, Krishna welcomed Gopa Kumar back to Goloka Vrindavan. My dear friend, I have been waiting for you for so many millions and millions of your lifetimes. You have been forgetful of me. You have been trying to be the false enjoyer, and now you have come back to me. So then he embraced Gopa Kumar. And this picture is quite famous, you may have seen it also. Krishna is embracing one cowherd boy. Yes, my dear friend, I have been waiting so many years and years for you. Having reached Goloka Vrindavan, we will never return to this material world which is miserable and temporary. So real friendship means to lead us towards eternal happiness, towards eternal companionship of our real friend Krishna. So look around you in your life. Realize who are your real friends. Your real friends are those who help you in your Krishna consciousness. There are some things called fair weather friends. When everything is going well in your life, they come forward to help you. They are with you as your friends because they want something from you. But the moment the fortunes change in your life, then they desert you. And they are like ants who appear out of nowhere when there is a grain of sugar. But when the grain of sugar is gone, the ants also disappear. Similarly, the so-called false friends of this world who are really selfish and who do not have proper knowledge, they are like that. When things are going well in our life, they are there with us. But the moment something bad happens, something unfortunate happens, we lose our money, we lose our reputation, we lose our power, we lose our health and beauty and so on, then they no longer are interested in our friendship. So then you can understand who is a real friend. But the devotees of the Lord are our real friends on behalf of the really good friend, ultimate friend, Krishna. So they come to us and they tell us, please come back to your real friend, Krishna. And because of this, they actually become very dear to Krishna. When the devotee thus gradually understands that, when the living entity understands that the devotees are my real friend, then he becomes situated in happiness. Ravana had two brothers, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana. And he also had a sister, Shurpanakha. Now, one's brothers and sisters are supposed to be good friends. They are supposed to be our well-wishers. They are supposed to work for our welfare. But if you see the whole cause of Ravana's plight, Ravana's destruction, whom can you trace it back to? To whom? Shurpanakha. It all started because Shurpanakha came and provoked Ravana to kidnap Sita. Had she genuinely been Ravana's well-wisher, she would not have provoked Ravana to act in such a way. So even though she was supposedly his dear sister, but she was actually his enemy, because that is the result of her actions. Similarly, Kumbhakarna, he was somewhat better, but still not the right friend. When Lord Ram had come with the Vanar Sena, with the monkey army at the edge of the ocean, at that time Ravana became very concerned and he called all his generals for a discussion on what strategy we should do. And Ravana asked that Kumbhakarna should be woken up and brought before him in the court. And when Ravana did that and Kumbhakarna came, he was woken up with great difficulty. Ravana said, this is the problem that has happened. And then Kumbhakarna initially, he scolded Ravana. He chastised him. He said, who asked you to do something like kidnapping Sita? What was the need for you to kidnap Sita? Because of this, you have undergone so much difficulty. And now because of this, all of us are at risk. The whole kingdom of Ravana, of Lanka, is at risk. But then he said, because you are my brother, don't worry. I will take your side and I will defeat Ram and I will see that you will be able to be with Sita. So then He spoke as if he was a friend. But was he really his friend? He was actually his enemy. And what about Vibhishan? Vibhishan spoke straight and frankly to Ravana. He said, "Do not commit such a sinful activity. It is foolishness to kidnap. Not only is it immoral to kidnap somebody's wife like this, but also it is foolish because you do not know the power of Lord Ram. Even though he is a human being, but do you know how he actually sent away Marij? Do you know how he killed Tataka and many others like Subahu and so on? And don't you know how he killed 14,000 Asuras in Dandakaranya forest, in Janasthan? Don't think him to be an ordinary human being. So give back Sita before the whole Lanka is destroyed. Still there is time. Do not be the cause of the destruction of your whole dynasty." But Ravana did not listen. On the contrary, he thought that Vibhishan was his enemy. And he used many abusive words for his brother in front of everyone. And he said, "If you were not my brother, I would have killed you on the spot. You are an enemy who has come in the guise of a brother." So this was Ravana's view about Vibhishan. But Vibhishan was actually the best friend of Ravana because he was giving him the best advice. Had Ravana followed Vibhishan's advice, Lanka would not have been destroyed. Ravana would not have died. So Vibhishan was trying to act as his friend, but Ravana considered him his enemy. So real friend will sometimes also talk to us and tell us things we don't like to hear. So we should not consider that person as our enemy simply because he talks something that we don't like. If what the person says is for our good, then that person is our friend, even though we may think he is our enemy. But if that person says something which is not for our spiritual welfare, then we should understand that he is actually our enemy, even though he may appear like our friend. He may be my so-called childhood friend from first standard in school. But if he is going to say, "Come on, let us go and drink some alcohol in the bar and I will pay for it," so we should not think, "Oh, is he just such a good friend? He is willing to pay and give me a party." Yes? So we think, "Just see, he's such a nice person. He wants to do it for me. He may be willing to spend thousands of rupees for me, but is he really my friend? He's actually my enemy." Another friend may say, "Oh, why are you going to this Hare Krishna satsang? Come, let us go to the cinema, or let us go to Singapore. I will buy you a ticket. We will go. I will take you on paid holiday." So is he really our friend? Anyone who is opposing our real spiritual welfare, anyone who is opposing us getting connected to our real friend, how can he be our friend? Suppose you have a best friend in this world and some other person is always interfering and not allowing you to meet your best friend. So what will you think about that person? Will you consider him your friend? No. If he is really your friend, he should not come in the way of you meeting your best friend. He should help you on the contrary. Similarly, Krishna is our best friend, and the devotees of Lord Krishna are helping us to meet him, to come in touch with him, to develop love for him, and eventually to go back and live eternally with him. So Krishna and the devotees of Krishna, they are our best friends. Do not consider friendship in material terms. Do not be sentimental. regard the devotees of Krishna as well-wishers who will take us to Krishna, who is our best friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You are all very fortunate. At a young age, from your college days, you have become associated with devotees who are leading you towards your best friend, Krishna. Please do not give up attempts to become friendly to Krishna. Become always grateful for what the devotees are giving. And surely, very soon, you will attain the friendship of your dear friend, Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna. And now it is 8:30. There will be a small ceremony. And after that, we can have a few questions and little kirtan till 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Okay. So till such time as the ceremony begins, if any of you have any questions, you can feel free to ask. Please raise your hands. Yes, there is one question there. Nothing bad happens to us. Suppose one boy is taking alcohol and his friend comes and takes away the bottle, destroys the bottle and takes him out of that liquor bar. So that person may think, just see, he's doing so much harm to me. It is not harm, it is not bad. So what we think is not bad. It is Krishna's mercy to bring us to devotional service. Because if we did not have suffering in this world, we would not have come to Krishna. So whatever pain and suffering happens, and the so-called bad things of this world that happened to us are actually Lord Krishna's arrangement to bring us closer to Him. Because He is so kind and considerate for our welfare, He sometimes puts us in situations like this. But actually we are responsible because we have acted in such a way that we get that distress in our life by the law of karma. As you act, you will get a similar reaction. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, where is the question? Yes.
I have so many good friends in the past, so called good friends. I have spent a lot of time with them. So, it's very tough to, you know, lead them. So, how can I lead them?
If you bring them to Krishna consciousness, you don't have to leave them. Then they will join you. Then you don't have to leave them. So try to bring them to Krishna consciousness. Be their friend, real friend, and introduce them to the best friend, Krishna.
But if it is not possible, then...
Yes, sometimes it may happen that they may not want to listen. At that time you can continue to be little kind and friendly to give them Krishna consciousness. But if that so-called friend then becomes very opposed to your Krishna consciousness and tries to oppose your Krishna consciousness in some way, then you should keep away for some time so that your Krishna consciousness will not be affected. Okay? Any other question? Yes. Acha, one here? Where is that? From the lady's side? Okay. Any question on this side? If the soul is originally pure, then why do humans indulge in sin? Yes, the soul is originally pure, but the soul gets covered over by forgetfulness because of wrong desire. Because of an original wrong desire to want to be separate from Krishna, that is a seed of sin. Then the soul which is pure comes in contact with the material atmosphere and then becomes contaminated in the sense that its consciousness is covered by matter. Then by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that covering of ignorance is removed and the pure consciousness of the soul again manifests. The second question is, how is the Lord merciful on all living entities? He is merciful because He always tries to make arrangements for our ultimate welfare. In other words, He is always trying to see that we will come back to Him and live with Him eternally at all times. As I said in the course of the lecture, He is such a good friend that He never gives up. He always stays with us, even though we may many times actually even deny His very existence. Okay? Any other question? Yeah, where is the mic? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
What is it to attach to music? And we are staying together by God. We are attached to each other. And after 3 years, we will go away. I go somewhere, then other devotees will go somewhere. Then our attachment should be with what extent should be there.
Yes, so your question is that when we have devotee friends, to what extent should we be attached to them? Being attached to devotee friends also is in Krishna consciousness. What is our friendship based on? Krishna consciousness. It is not that because somebody is my friend, so I can do any activity with him, isn't it? Our friendship is there because we are Krishna conscious. So it should remain on that platform. So we may stay together for some time and then we will get separated. We will go somewhere, he will go somewhere else. That's fine. But the friendship remains because it is based upon Krishna consciousness. Someday again you may meet and help each other or continue to meet each other and correspond and help each other in Krishna consciousness. That is real friendship. So the attachment to friends, even in devotional service, should be on the platform of Krishna consciousness. All right? Any other question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Where is the, yes?
Actually, as you said, that Krishna is our best friend. But, and also we are also the best friend of Krishna, but we don't know because of our problem, because of body. So how we can, at least by material way, by because of giving God the body, how we can try to become best friend of Krishna? This is the first question.
and second question, that is different from the subject.
Okay, so let us answer the first question first. So, when you become friends with the devotees of Krishna, then gradually you can become friends with Krishna. Because Krishna we cannot see directly with our eyes. So we have to hear about Him, we have to develop faith in Him, we have to serve Him. Then we will be able to understand that He is our best friend. Okay?
But what we can try for is to become best friend of devotees.
Of the devotees? Yes, you should mix with them and do what the devotees are doing. When the devotees, what do? They are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Japa, in Kirtan. They are reading Prabhupada's books. They are coming together to do so many different kinds of services. They are trying to spread Lord Krishna's message everywhere. So you should join them sincerely in doing these activities, then you will develop friendship with the devotees. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj. Can I ask that that is different from subject?
Yes. No, but it is connected to subject, it is better. But still, since you have the mic.
Thank you, Maharaj. Why we cannot see the review that death? Why we cannot death? Why we cannot see that our death in our dreams?
Why can you not see your death in your dreams? Because Krishna is very kind. Yes? So He does not make you see your death in your dreams. Otherwise, how will you be happy in this world? You will not be able to be free of any anxiety. How should we prepare our mind to wake up early in the morning and chant our rounds at that time? That is the question. How should we prepare our mind to wake up early in the morning and chant? The answer is, just do it. Don't prepare too much, just you do it. Otherwise, then the next question will be, how to prepare? We'll give something, then how to do that, then how to do that. So better to just do it. Just be determined and do it. Friendship means there must be reciprocation. So how can we understand or perceive that reciprocation with Krishna at whatever level we are? Very good question. Very intelligent question. Who is Praveen? Very good. Friendship means reciprocation. So if I am friendly with somebody, I have to talk to him, he will talk something to me. Not that somebody is, some photo is there and I keep talking one way. Huh? So the question is that friendship means reciprocation. So how can I understand the reciprocation of Krishna? When I am trying to be friendly to him, how can I perceive that he is reciprocating with me? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Lord Krishna says in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I am seated in everybody's heart and also in the heart of my devotee. So all those devotees who are constantly engaged in chanting my glories, tesham satata yuktanam, are always fixed in my service. Bhajatam priti purvakam, with great love, they are always serving me. Dadami, I give them buddhi yogam te. I give them that spiritual intelligence by which they can come to me. Yena mam upayanti te. So, it requires some spiritual intelligence to understand that Krishna is reciprocating with us. As we do our Krishna consciousness, our chanting, hearing, service, we will experience that reciprocation of Krishna in our life. Every day we will experience. So every single devotee will be able to realize this point. So gradually more and more, as our spiritual life advances, we will be able to understand this. Sometimes, the next question, sometimes we correlate our material opulences with spiritual progress. We think that I am not in a good position, so I should try something better, so that I can be happy materially and simultaneously. Then I can do bhakti well. Well, material opulences are not necessarily an indication of our spiritual progress. You see, if we come to Krishna consciousness with a desire to become materially opulent, Krishna may give us lot of opulences, or he may take away whatever opulences we have. He may do either. And he will do whatever is best to bring us to Krishna consciousness. So do not judge your spiritual progress by what Krishna is giving you materially or taking away from you materially. But whatever he does, whether giving away or taking, or giving to you or taking away, he will do what is best for you. Spiritual progress can be judged in terms of how much we are becoming attracted to Krishna and how much we are becoming detached from sense gratification and from worldly relationships. Okay, so now there is a function for distribution of gifts. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There is a small announcement for all those devotees from Yoga Voice and Connected. The same kind of gathering is going to be there on 17th of this month here itself, and that is why it is